Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, the Lord's blessed Phyllis and I with a nice place to live and stay here. And we've been so thankful for it and enjoying it. And I told her the other night, I said, you know, a nice place to stay must be important. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Amen. Why would the Lord say, I'm leaving. What I'm going to do while I'm gone is I'm going to prepare a place for you. Must be important, mustn't it? He said, in my Father's house are many efficiencies. Many log cabins. So then that song is unscriptural. Lord, just build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. I don't want no cabin. Cabins are all right. They're, you know. But I want what he said he's fixing me. Right? Mansion. Everybody say mansion. Mansion. Some folks, it's hard for them to even say it. Say it out loud again. Mansion. Say it one more time real loud. Mansion. 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 Of course, now you know God's will in heaven is not the same as for the earth. Huh? It's not God's will for you to have mansions on the earth. But it is His will for you to have mansions in heaven. He taught us to pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is. Well, I just don't believe it like that. Well, I know you don't, and that's why you don't have one. But how many believe that it is important for you to have a nice place? Must be. Why would the Lord, as part of our eternal reward, say, I'm going to prepare a place? I read some years ago about a man, actually a doctor, who fell off of a balcony and dashed his head on the sidewalk, and they rushed him to the hospital, and he died. And they said, you know, they finally got him back. And he said while he was dead, he went to heaven. He's a Christian. He said he saw the Lord. And the Lord showed him some things in heaven. And he said, one thing he showed him, said he took him to this place, and there was this valley, and there was this mountain behind it, and there was this beautiful home, and all this acreage, and lakes, and all this stuff. And the Lord said, this is your abode. I looked it up after I read that, and when it says, you know, in my Father's house are many mansions, I looked it up. It is literally the word abode, and in English we get a word from it called manor, M-A-N-O-R, which means a landed estate. See, people have had it in their mind that, you know, you got the streets of glory and you got houses with columns in the front and they're right beside each other. Well, who said it was like that, you know? He said he was just amazed. He's standing there looking at it, and this house is just like he likes. And this lake, oh wow. But there's also a mountain back there, just like he likes. And the Lord knows what he's thinking. And he said, the Lord said to him, he said, I know what each of my children like. And I custom build their abodes for them. Whoo, boy. Glory to God. That sounds like the Lord. That sounds just like Him, doesn't it? Amen. Well, if it's important then, it's important now. I mean, the finest thing you could have doesn't compare to that. Right? But you can sure enjoy something nice for the duration. Right? Believe God. Come up. Amen. You can have your own place. Amen? A place where it's peace and quiet. A place where you can plant whatever flower you want. If you want to get in your backyard and pray in tongues, you can. Amen. Your place. Somebody lay hold of that. Place where you can invite people in, entertain them, bless them. Amen. God so loved the world that He gave. Jesus loved us so much He gave Himself. Galatians 2, that many of you are familiar with, He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Can you see this already? The chief expression of love is what? How do we know God loves us? He gave us Jesus, and every day He gives you right now your next breath. He gives you your next heartbeat. He gives us the sunshine and the rain. He never stops giving. He just keeps giving and giving and giving. Why? Because He is love, and love gives. Well, what about you and I? If we love, then we what? We give, and this is much, much more than money, right? Yeah, we give money. We're givers of money and givers of things and stuff, but the most precious things are not tangible. We give friendship. We give loyalty. We give time. We give faith in people. We give our words. Amen?
Amen.
Are you a love child of the love God? Somebody say yes.
Yes.
Then you are a what?
Giver.
Everybody said out loud, I'm a giver.
I'm a giver.
I'm a giver by nature.
I live to give.
Giving is living. To me.
I enjoy giving.
I delight in giving. Now God delights in showing mercy, Micah says. He delights in giving, but His giving is gracious. Giving. He's not paying us what He owes us, is He? He's graciously giving to us what we did not deserve. And He's not buying from us. He didn't say, I'll give you eternal life if you'll do this. Did you hear me? Now I want to show you. We've already seen godly giving, but I want to show you devilish giving. Go to the book of Luke, please. Well, go to Matthew 10 on your way. Matthew 10, then we're going to Luke 4. Everybody happy? Said out loud, I'm a giver.
I'm a giver.
Oh, this is so important. Man, it's important. I'm a giver. I live to give. God is a giver. Amen? I'm a giving child of a giving God, which means I'm a loving child of a loving God. No such thing as being full of love and dominated by love and stingy. No such thing. No such thing. Live to give. You know, in Matthew 10, are you there? What is it, the 8th verse, I believe it is? Matthew 10, 8. The last part of it, what does it say?
Freely
you have what?
Received.
Why have we received? There would have been nothing to receive unless something had been given. Why was it given to us? Not because we deserved or earned and merited, but just because God, in His gracious love, loved us, gave to us, loves us, and gives to us. And because of that, we have received freely. Everybody say freely.
Freely.
That means no strings. What kind of contract did God make you sign?
None.
when you were born again. What did he force you, what agreements or stipulations did he force you to comply with that you agree you would give to him so much, or you would do this or you would do that? No. Now, people try to do this kind of stuff. I mean, soldiers in time of battle and conflict, they try to make deals with God, and people in the middle of bad business deals and everything. God, if you'll do this and get me out of here, then I will do this. Wrong thinking. I said wrong thinking. You don't bargain with God. You don't deal with God. You can't buy your salvation. You can't trade. You don't have it. You didn't have anything valuable enough to trade for salvation. That's like somebody coming up to Phyllis for her Jag and say, you know, I got 2 popsicle sticks. Let's trade. I trade my stick straight across for your car. You're not in position to trade. And our best works and our best natural righteousness was as filthy rags. We didn't have anything to trade. But Jesus did. I said, Jesus did. Amen. He had something to trade. Amen. And he traded, he gave his blood for us. And he bought us. And then he gave us salvation freely. Everybody say freely.
Freely.
Oh, it's one of the reasons why I love him so much. The devil is a manipulator. The devil is a forcer and a coercer and a controller. God is not. He owns me and you multiplied times over. He owns us by right of creation. He made us. Made us spirit, soul, and body. He owns us by right of sustenance. If he took away our breath, we die right now. He took away our sun, the planet dies right now. But not only that, in our freedom, in our free will, man gave themselves away, soul to sin, and he bought back his own creation with the blood of the Lamb. Now he owns us. That's at least 3 times over he owns us. And I'm sure it's more than that. But he owns us. And he turns around and says, here's the keys. Serve me if you want to. My, my. And what if you don't want to serve him? You don't have to. He won't make you. Now you're a fool if you don't. Everybody say freely.
Freely,
freely we've received. Oh, hallelujah. You know, this is one of the main reasons the Lord's given us the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Corinthians, we've been given that His Spirit that we might know the things that are freely given to us. Anybody like this besides me? Oh, glory. Freely. No strings. Everybody said out loud, freely you've received. So then what follows? Freely give.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.